It's Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 28th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, Ken Derfu, an elder from Sichuan's Early Rain Covenant Church in China, faced his trial on trumped-up charges, reports International Christian Concern. Officials have kept Ken, along with Pastor Wang Yi, in custody since last December on charges of running an illegal business. Ken's wife, Zhao Hung Lu, was finally able to see her husband at the trial, commenting she, quote, returned home accompanied by the police. The prosecutor accused Ken Derfu of running an illegal business, and the lawyer defended his innocence. Ken Derfu also testified for himself that it is not a crime to have Christian faith. We pray and look up to God for the result. Justice is in his hand, end quote. On Tuesday, the government of Hungary convened the second International Conference on Christian Persecution, drawing 650 church leaders and politicians from 40 countries. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said, quote, Christian values lead to peace and happiness, end quote. And, quote, protection of Christianity is an obligation for the Hungarian state, end quote. Hungary has given about $26 million in aid directly to suffering believers in the Middle East since 2017. President Donald Trump commended Hungary's stand for religious liberty as the two countries agreed this month to a rebuilding project in Karakash, the largest city in Iraq with a Christian majority. Matthew 25, verse 40 says, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. President Trump announced Tuesday that he would be moving forward with a plan to designate Mexican drug cartels as terrorist groups. In a radio interview with Bill O'Reilly, Trump said, quote, Look, we're losing 100,000 people a year to what's happening and what's coming through on Mexico, end quote. This comes after Trump promised to, quote, wage war on the drug cartels, end quote, following a deadly attack on U.S. citizens in Mexico earlier this month. Trump said Mexican President Andres Obrador has rejected his offer to, quote, go in and clean it out, end quote, but that, quote, at some point something has to be done, end quote. A new study from the Beckett Fund for Religious Freedom found that a solid majority of Americans support robust religious freedom protections. Across multiple cultural dimensions, the study found public support for religious freedoms to be well above 70%. The report summarized its findings that, quote, Americans are uncomfortable with the idea of the government penalizing groups and individuals for living out their religious beliefs, end quote. Pro-life volunteers in 855 cities and 61 countries participated in the annual 40 Days for Life from September 25th to November 3rd. 40 Days for Life President Sean Carney said, quote, It was the largest year in the history of 40 Days for Life, end quote, with 738 babies saved from murder in the womb, and five abortion workers walked away from their jobs. Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. The National Center for Health Statistics announced yesterday that the U.S. fertility rate declined in 2018 for the fourth consecutive year, reaching a record low of 59 births for every 1,000 women able to bear children. The total fertility rate in 2018 was 1.7, well below replacement levels for the general population. The median age for childbearing in the 1970s was 21 for women and 23 for men. But in 2018, it was 28 for women and 30 for men. And finally, Texas Governor Greg Abbott testified to God's goodness in his life even through an accident that put him in a wheelchair. The 62-year-old governor has been paralyzed from the waist down since 1984 after an oak tree fell on him while he was jogging. Last Friday, Abbott posted an inspiring video of a man in a wheelchair doing a climbing wall with just his hands, to which a Twitter user responded that if he ever ended up in a wheelchair, he would commit suicide. Abbott replied, quote, That's what I thought before I ended up in a wheelchair. I've done more after the accident that left me paralyzed than before that accident. With God, all things are possible, end quote. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Thanksgiving Thursday, November 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.